The current shortages are not only dangerous but also a vicious circle. That from the Royal College of Nursing, as new stats highlight a serious problem within our health service. The poll carried out by YouGov for the RCN found that 74% were concerned about staffing levels. Let's speak to Janice Smith from the RCN. Good morning to you, Janice.
Good morning.
What's the situation like here in Northern Ireland? Because we are never done hearing how between education and health, the availability of cash is such a serious problem. What makes this different?
I think we've got the problem across the UK, but in Northern Ireland, we know there are about 1,500 vacancies in our health service, and there would be an equivalent in our nursing home sector. So it is a significant problem in the health service. It's about 8% of the nursing workforce. And when you add another 5% for nurses on maternity leave and about 10% for sickness rates, you can see that we're trying to run a service that's 23% below what it should be.
So what does that mean then when it comes to the likes of you or I or our loved ones going into the service and needing looked after? Does that mean they're waiting longer, the service is not as high a level as it should be?
Well, patients tell us repeatedly, and through the Patient Client Council, they have said repeatedly that staff are too busy and that there are not enough nurses, and that's their observations when they're trying to use the service. Nurses, actually, the shortages are leaving them in a position where they're working way over when they should be off duty, in their own time with no pay. They're missing breaks. They are going home even having given everything. They're going home knowing that I haven't provided the care that they should have provided for their patients, it's making them unwell.
Is there not a danger there if you work in the health service and you are working longer hours, you're not getting your breaks to rest and to rest your brain, when your job, no fault of theirs, is to look after someone?
Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a real indictment that we've, you know, in a service where it's there to care for people, that actually the people that are delivering the service, you know, often don't get breaks, can't even get a drink sometimes and miss meals. So I think there's a real issue, and actually it is an issue of patient safety.
Why, if those vacancies are there, Janice, can you not fill them? Is it because they're within the health service and people simply don't want to work there?
No, not at all. The problem that we have got didn't just happen, it was created. And it was short-term cost-saving measures when we were trying to save money that actually had real long-term implications. And what happened was, when nursing posts became vacant, those were frozen. And the recruitment process was slowed down. And because the vacant posts were frozen, then the vacancies weren't being declared as vacancies. And then when we went to decide how many nurses we needed to train here, we didn't train enough and we actually cut the numbers.
Explain that to me. So the vacancies were not being explained as vacancies? So
no, because the definition of a vacancy is that the post has to be vacant for 3 months and you have to be actively recruiting to it. So that is why our workforce planning, there was an absence of it for many years. And even when we did do the last workforce plan, we didn't make enough provision for the health service and for the nursing home sector because of the way that we were trying to take measures to save money. I mean, we always raised our concerns about this, but it's short term cost-saving measures. And of course, actually, if somebody looked, I don't think we've saved any money. I think it has cost us money if you look at the cost of the agency bills now.
Every time we talk about the health service and the issues with money, there are people that will question the structure within the service and say that the way money is spent quite often can be wasteful, or it's too management heavy, etc. Do you believe any of that is also behind the reason for these problems?
I think that When you look at how much we're spending trying to staff teams through agencies, and you know, agency nurses can cost twice, three times what a nurse who's employed in the service can cost, and there is no way that that is an effective and efficient way. Let alone, the money is one thing, but it's actually getting nurses with the clinical skills and the experience to actually provide care to particular client groups. Because, you know, some people assume wrongly, very wrongly, that a nurse is a nurse is a nurse, and a nurse can go anywhere. There are absolutely things that nurses can do for patients, and it does not matter what what's wrong with the patient, you know, the fundamentals of care, washing, cleansing, feeding, assisting patients. But once you get into clinical treatments, which are, you know, now using a lot of particular technology and drug regimes, you need to make sure that the nurses that you're deploying to provide that care to patients actually have the skills, the experience and the expertise to do so. Okay. So it's a really, we've got ourselves into a bit of a situation. The Department of Health have increased up the numbers of nurses that we're training now, but unfortunately, this is not a quick fix. It takes 3 to 4 years to train a nurse.
Okay. Janice Smith from the RCN, I'm sure this is an issue we will come back to.